This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Council of Ministers proposes appointment of ambassadors for 8 countries. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda urges all to safeguard achievements of revolutions and prepare ideological basis for socialism. Third replenishment meeting of the International Development Association concludes in Kathmandu, setting strategies on policy priorities and funding frameworks for low-income countries. Foreign Affairs Minister Narendkaji Shrestha leaving for Iran today to attend 19th meeting of Asia Cooperation Dialogue. And Russian President Vladimir Putin warned South Korea that it would be making a big mistake if it arms Ukraine in the war against Russia. Now the news in detail. The government has proposed the appointment of ambassadors to 8 countries. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Padam Giri, announced that the Council of Ministers meeting yesterday recommended the following appointments. Former Chief Secretary Lok Darshan Regni has been appointed the ambassador to India. Former Secretary Chandra Ghimire to the United States of America, Dr. Bijan Pant to the United Kingdom, Susil Pyakurel to South Korea, Sumnima Tulathar to Denmark, Pusparaj Ranjitka to Spain, Netra Prasad Timilsina to Malaysia, Abu Sufyan Musalman to Saudi Arabia. The meeting also appointed Honorary Consul General for New South Wales and Victoria in Australia. Sanjeev Kumar Sharma will serve in New South Wales and Niranjar Gowli in Victoria. Additionally, the Cabinet agreed to accept an $80 million concessional loan from the World Bank. The meeting also accepted a grant assistance of £8.1 from the UK government for post-earthquake reconstruction efforts in Kailali. Dr. Rajendra Prasad Yadav has been appointed as the Executive Director of the National Dairy Development Corporation. The Cabinet also agreed in principle to formulate a bill regarding copyrights. Furthermore, the Cabinet decided to appoint Dr. Ram Prasad Thital as the Chairman of the Electricity Regulatory Commission, with Madhusudan Adhikari and Thamak Prasad Sharma as members. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has urged all to play roles from their respective areas to safeguard the achievements of revolutions and to prepare the ideological basis for socialism. Inaugurating the 6th National Conference of Nepal Intellectual Organization in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal stated that there was the contribution of intellectuals in revolution, peace process and the constitution making. The government has planned to operate the Gautam Buddha Bhairava International Airport and the Pokhara International Airport at full capacity. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday held a high-level discussion with stakeholders concerned on this issue. According to the Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Hitbahadur Tamang, the Prime Minister described both airports as the projects of national pride and strategic importance, underlining the need for coordination among the government entities for their full-fledged cooperation. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Narendkaji Shrestha is leaving for Iran today, leading a Nepali delegation to the 19th meeting of the Ministers of Foreign Affairs of the Member States of the Asia Cooperation Dialogue, ACT. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Asia Cooperation Dialogue is scheduled to be held on the 24th of June in Iran's capital, Tehran. The Foreign Affairs Ministry stated that the Foreign Affairs Minister is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with the Foreign Affairs Ministers of the ACD member states on the sidelines meeting. Minister Shrestha is scheduled to return home on the 26th of June. The third replenishment meeting of the International Development Association IDA 21 concluded in Kathmandu yesterday. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda on Tuesday had inaugurated the IDA 21 replenishment meeting, welcoming delegates from around the world. The meeting has set strategies on policy priorities and funding frameworks for low-income countries, ensuring sustainable and resilient development. The meeting was attended by more than 200 delegates from across the world, including the senior managing director of the World Bank, Axel von Trostenberg. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Bhanu Bhakta Joshi has said preparations are on to present and endorse the Federal Civil Service Bill from the current House session. Sharing about the ministry's accomplishments since he assumed the office amid a program yesterday, Minister Joshi said the bill that becomes an umbrella act for the management of civil employees of the three tiers of government had courted concerns from all quarters. The Federal Affairs Minister informed that the parliamentary committee level and political dialogues on the bill were intensified as the ministry was committed to concluding it through the ongoing parliamentary session. Nepal's sovereign debt has exceeded 2400 billion rupees as of mid-June in 2024. According to the Public Debt Management Office, Nepal is obliged to pay its public debt amounting to 2400 billion rupees, including 1192 billion rupees towards the internal debt and 1207 billion rupees towards the external debt as of mid-June in 2024. Nepal's debt was about 2300 billion rupees until mid-July last year when the current fiscal year 2023-24 began. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to an international update. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned South Korea it would be making a big mistake if it arms Ukraine in the war against Russia. His comments come after Seoul said it was considering such a possibility in response to Russia and North Korea's new pact to help each other in the event of aggression against either country. President Putin said Moscow would help make decisions which were unlikely to please the current leadership of South Korea if Seoul decided to supply arms to Kyiv. The Russian leader was speaking in Vietnam shortly after a lavish visit to Pyongyang where he signed a mutual defense agreement with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Russian President Putin also warned that Moscow was willing to arm Pyongyang if the US and its allies continue supplying Ukraine with weapons. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and partly to generally cloudy in Lumbini province along with the hilly regions of the country. And it will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Gandaki province, Kosi province, Madhes province, Bagmati province and Lumbini province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Gandaki province and Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Council of Ministers proposes appointment of ambassadors for 8 countries. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda urges all to safeguard achievements of revolutions and prepare ideological basis for socialism. Third replenishment meeting of the International Development Association concludes in Kathmandu, setting strategies on policy priorities and funding framework for low-income countries. Foreign Affairs Minister Narendraji Srestha leaving for Iran today to attend 19th meeting of the Asia Cooperation Dialogue. And Russian President Vladimir Putin warned South Korea that it would be making a big mistake if it arms Ukraine in the war against Russia. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.